The coronavirus pandemic has turned life as we know it upside down.
We're in the United States of America, and you think to yourself, how in the hell did we let this happen?
How are our communities, our jobs, and our daily lives changing? And where do we go from here?
We've spent billions of dollars hunting down terrorist cells. We don't do that with pandemics. That's the wrong approach.
America Interrupted, a new original podcast series from the PBS NewsHour, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Finally tonight, our occasional look at the Songs of Comfort project that world-renowned cellist Yo-Yo Ma launched on social media. Jeffrey Brown looks at the growing collaboration in these mini performances as tough times bring people together through music and technology. It's part of our ongoing arts and culture series, Canvas.
In a time of isolation, a desire to connect through music. As the psychology of pandemic changes through the weeks, you can see that play out in the hashtag Songs of Comfort project through more and more collaborations. That includes the man who started it all, Yo-Yo Ma, who recorded a distance duet with celebrated West African singer Angelique Kidjo, and another with Syrian-born clarinetist Kinan Azmi. The urge to merge is often a family affair, as with this young mother and father in their Berlin, Germany living room, their new baby adding a little percussion. In Arizona, six women family members put the 70s song I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing to multi-stringed accompaniment. Joined by the whistling of the person capturing it all on camera. And a violinist with the Washington, D.C. area National Philharmonic sat down with her guitar-playing son for a piece by Astor Piazzolla. There are also more elaborate cross-genre collaborations, a delightful Bach to the Bar breakfast scene, created by musicians from the Toronto Symphony and dancers with the Canadian National Ballet, plus two children who perform their roles to perfection.
Happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Much older children at Potomac, Maryland's St. Andrew's Episcopal School sang Oh Happy Day, joined by alumni and faculty. And 24 student cellists from around the world managed to get together for a performance of Saint-Saëns' The Swan. In Houston, members of the symphony, used to playing together on stage, created a virtual quartet. And while it can be a lonely time for many, technology allows another kind of quartet. All the parts performed by one individual.
When a flower grows wild, it can
songs played alone.
Wild flowers don't care where they grow.
Songs played together. And as we saw in that Berlin living room, some things don't change. The desire to share and maybe inspire the next generation. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown.
Songs of Comfort, that has to continue after this pandemic.